The third large section of a sonata form movement is the recapitulation, in which the themes return, typically in their original order. And the fourth large section, the coda, brings the movement to its conclusion. Now, please, back to Liszt's B minor sonata. The four continuous sections of the piece, which some writers have erroneously referred to as movements, the four continuous sections of the piece labeled Allegro, Andante, Fugato, and Allegro Prestissimo, are not separate movements, but function in reality as the four sections of a single sonata form movement: exposition, development, recapitulation, and coda. So had Liszt been of a mind, he might have more accurately, but much less poetically, named his piece the B minor sonata form. It is during the introduction to the first section that Liszt lays out the thematic ideas that will constitute the thematic grist of the entire piece. Please, Liszt B minor sonata introduction. Now, I do apologize. We have neither the time nor the wherewithal to identify each of the thematic ideas we just heard, or the various thematic developments, permutations, and transformations that take place across the grand span of the piece. C'est la vie. Suffice it to say that Liszt's Beethoven-derived technique of thematic transformation is no better demonstrated in any of his works than it is here in the B minor sonata. Exposition. The first theme of Liszt's huge sonata form is a rocking and roiling passage of great passion and pathos. The second theme, which makes its appearance, about 3.5 minutes into the movement, is magnificent and grandiose: the piano as orchestra. Theme 2.